Hare Krishna. To see differences as fundamental and final is delusional. When we look at the world around us, we see so much variety. And if you look at people itself, we can see, oh, this person is Indian, this is Pakistani, this is Chinese, this is American. Even within a country, we can see that this is person is from this state or this race or this caste or this class or whatever. Now, when we see such differences, which are natural and immediately apparent to our sensory perception, what do we do after that? If we consider these differences themselves as final, as fundamental and final, then that is perception in the mode of passion. Actually, Krishna talks about knowledge in the three modes in the Bhagavad Gita, 18.20, 21 and 22. And in 18.21 he says that one who sees that there are different bodies, and when he sees that these differences in the body, they are themselves indicative of the final nature of the soul. Those people are seeing in the mode of passion. So actually, in the mode of passion, when we see that pruthaktvena tu yajnanam nana bhavan pruthak vidhan vetti sarveshu bhuteshu tajnanam vidhirajasam. Pruthaktvena tu yajnanam, pruthaktvena, pruthak means different. Yajnanam, that jnana, that knowledge, that perception, which sees pruthaktvena, which sees the difference, nana bhavan pruthak vidhan. And one thinks that these differences indicate nana bhavan, they indicate a difference in essential nature. Vetti sarveshu bhuteshu, and sees all living beings as not just different physically but also different essentially in terms of their nature. Tajjnanam vidhirajasam, that is knowledge in the mode of passion. So here Krishna is telling us that knowledge, when we see external differences to be essential differences, so that is in knowledge or perception in the mode of passion. So actually, this will keep us always divided, always conflicted, always set up for confrontations and conflicts and catastrophes eventually. So the Nazis saw the Jews as being fundamentally different from them. The whites saw the blacks as fundamentally different from them. But actually, at a fundamental level, everyone is a soul. And as souls, we are all essentially the same. We are all parts of God. Whichever background we may be from, we are all parts of God. And to the extent we understand this, to the extent we see beyond the differences to the commonality of our nature, and ultimately to the connectedness of all of us by our connection with the source, to that extent our vision becomes enlightened, our perception aligns with reality. So when we look at others and we see the differences and we see only the differences, if we think these differences are fundamental, that means they come from an essential being, and final, that means these differences are irremovable, then that is a sign of delusion. We can't deny the differences, they are there, but they are within, those differences are primarily belonging to our physical shell, and at our core, all human beings, in fact all living beings, essentially aspire for the same things. We long for peace, we long for happiness, we long to love and to be loved. And we all can fulfill this longing to love and be loved by directing our love towards Krishna. And that vision is the enlightened vision. And this is a vision that when we see the commonality of all living beings in their essential nature and the connectedness of all living beings in their connection with the source Krishna, and this is the vision that can bring about harmony and peace. Thank you. Hare Krishna.